love with my father. He left her.
I got you.
So it was the other way around. I sort of, I was upset that he left her, and I remember begging him to come back, you know.
Wow.
And she wanted him to come back, and he, it was very sad. And she never went out with anybody else after he left her or anything. I mean, that was her real love, but she just got so obsessed with the kids being in the theater and everything that she sort of ignored him, and he met somebody else.
Well, let's contrast that a little bit now. See, you've been married to Pat for, what, 50 years?
It'll be 52 years this April.
God bless you. 50 sons, Nels, Jimmy, and Vince, that you're all very close with, and for a long time, I don't know if they still do, they live right down the street from you in Sherman Oaks. What is the secret to being in the business so much and having such a close, loving family in an industry that nothing but destruction is seen?
Yeah, I hate to... See, I know a lot of great parents that have had awful times with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot of luck involved in it. I think I've really just been lucky, you know. Although I must say that my family has always come first before my career. I mean, the career comes second. I'm always, you know, thinking of the family first. In other words, I could get fired from a show. I never have been.
Yes.
And it wouldn't bother me. But if something happened in the family, that would really bother me, you know.
So you've really kept it together. And all three boys, I understand, are in the business.
Yes. Well, not really.
No.
Vincent Van Patten was a child actor like me.
Right.
So was Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked all the time. Vincent is now doing that show, The World Poker Tour.
Oh, yeah, sure. What about Nels?
Nels teaches tennis.
Oh.
In fact, right now as we speak, I can see him. He's out in the back there with some students teaching him.
Really? Now this is okay. Now let me ask you this: you have still have a regular tennis group? It used to be with Alan Alda, Christy McNichol. You guys still hanging out?
You get all this. This is amazing. Where did you get all this information? Every Sunday, Gene Wilder, Alan Alda, Mel Brooks, and Carl Reiner come over and play tennis here. That's right.
Yeah, well, we...
How did you know that? How did you...
Well, it's just our job. We like our guests, so we do a little bit of research. But thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. We try to get thorough.
That is very thorough. Anyway, well, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner have been very good to me.
You know, and...
I've been in four films for Mel Brooks.
And we're going to take a real quick break, because one of the questions I want to ask you when we get back, I want to hear you give us a funny anecdote no one's ever heard about Mel Brooks, because I love that guy. And Carl Reiner, we want to hear some of the behind-the-scenes stories. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Van Patten is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida. And you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions still on the rise between the U.S. and Iran. Now Iran has shot down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. American officials say it was in international airspace at the time. Iran claims it was in its airspace on a spying mission. Here's former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
The Iranians are reckless, and the Iranians are the troublemakers in the Middle East. They're the most troublemaking, dangerous power in the Middle East.
A spokesman for the Revolutionary Guard in Iran says that nation is, quote, completely prepared for war with the United States. A suspect in custody after a Sacramento, California police officer was killed responding to a domestic dispute. 26-year-old Officer Taro O'Sullivan had been in the job for a year and a half. The shooter held off police for over 7 hours before he finally surrendered. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Dick Van Patten, at age 16, I have it on good authority that you dated a stripper and she made you get a tattoo. I want you to say yes or no and confess to this.
Yeah, that's true. She said, I bet you're not brave enough to get into church, she said. I said, no, I'm brave enough. They used a real needle.
Ow.
I can't stand blood, and the blood's streaming down my arm. And she said, does it hurt you? I said, no, no, no. And then I thought, you know, I'd make out or something. Nothing.
Nothing.
Dick Van Patten is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Dick, we're talking about, you've had the opportunity to know and be friends with, play tennis with, some of the all-time greats like yourself. People say, there you go, John, blowing smoke again. Look, listen, we only bring on the great people, in my opinion, and according to the emails as well we're getting. Let's talk about Mel Brooks. This guy is a character. Do you have an anecdote you can give us about Mel Brooks and or Carl Reiner that no one's ever heard before?
Mel has been very good to me. He uses me in all his movies. Mm-hmm. And I'm with him. I have lunch with him almost every day. And he does do funny things. I mean, he's a comedic genius. Of course, he's very upset now. June 6th, you know, and his wife died.
Yes, yes.
And he's not taking it easily. He's almost angry about it. He's so upset. But hey, I have lunch with him every day, and he just still does funny things. We went to dinner the other night. I don't know whether I can tell us on the radio whether you can picture it.
Okay.
He ordered a wine. He gets these very expensive wines. I don't drink, but my wife does. And he would get these very expensive wines. And then, you know, when the waiter gives it to you to test it, he would take a sip and he would roll it around in his mouth. This was just the other night.
Yeah, right.
And then all of a sudden he just let it all drool out of his mouth. He looked like he was testing it, and then all of a sudden he just purposely, to make everybody laugh, just let all this red wine drip down his chin and everything.
What a character.
He does things like that all the time. He's a very funny man. And very smart. It's funny, you know, he's not educated. He comes from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and he grew up. His mother was a seamstress, and his father died when his mother was a widow, young, and he had two brothers, and they all slept in one bed, and his mother slept in the living room.
Really?
And he comes from he didn't get that much of an education, but he's so smart. His mind works so quick. If I was ever in a position where I needed to have help real quick, somebody to think fast, I'd like to be with Mel Brooks.
Hmm.
However,
yes.
If I was on that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yes.
And you can call up and ask somebody to help you,
right.
I'd like to have Carl Reiner, because he's very educated and very knowledgeable. They're both smart, but in different ways. One is very educated, and the other just has a very quick brain, you know?
Well, they've been incredible together over the years as friends and professionals.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Dick Van Patten here. Dick, you have, as you look around, and, you know, they say, first of all, most, I don't know what the percentage is, but most people that have their SAG cards, their Screen Actors Guild cards, which allows them the permission, so to speak, to be on the screen or to act, most of them aren't working. What did you do different? What have you done over the different? Yes, we realize you've got a lot of talent or you wouldn't be there, but you still had to do things that were different. Help out our listeners who are trying to make a difference in their life.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things. As a kid actor, my mother said, don't ever turn down a job. Take it, take it. Somebody else will get it. Why let somebody else do it? So I had that in the back of my head. I very rarely turn anything down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is this. A lot of actors, when they get to a certain plateau, and they ask to come in and read, they always say, oh, I don't read anymore. You know, I don't want to read for it.
Jeez.
I've never done that. I told my agent, I'll read for anything. And every big job I've gotten, I've had to read for it. But I'd rather do that. I'd rather read for it. Because if you get the job without reading for it, you're always worried, well, am I really the right way? Am I doing it right, you know?
Sure.
So now I know a lot of actors don't agree with me, and they won't read for things. They reach that one plateau where they don't have to. But I keep reading. And I think from being a kid actor, I'm a good reader. I think that I read very well, cold.
You know,
because I grew up doing it.
I think you also have an appreciation for being an everyday person. You see, the picture we're starting to get is a guy who has kept a marriage together for over 50-some years. God bless you, okay? Because it's so difficult these days for all of us. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Thank God I married my best friend. I love her. Not much of a challenge to keep that together. but also, you know, there's got to be some humility here, and there also has to be, I would bet, some loyalty. Now, I don't know your agent, but I'm willing to bet you've been with him for a long time.
That's right. I was with my first agent for 30 years, and then she retired, mm-hmm. and then I had to get another agent, and I've been with this agent for 15 years, yeah. So you're right. I stay with the same agent, same wife, same house, same phone number.
Yeah, well.
Everything's pretty much the same.
You make it kind of simple. It doesn't seem like your ego got out of hand, where a lot of people won't, like you're saying, they won't even go to Reed Parts. Now, let's talk about, again, we're going to swing back in. There's so much to cover. You've been an entrepreneur. I understand you're involved in real estate. Do you still have Patton Place, the apartment building?
Yes, I can't believe who gave you all this information.
Well,
I'm really up to date on it.
I have
two. When I was doing Eight Is Enough,
uh-huh.
people said, you better invest your money in something. So I bought a couple of apartment buildings, and it's wonderful. They're really good. And I all the tenants are in there at a very moderate price, so I never have a vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
I never raise their rents. So it's always been pretty good.
Are you a nice landlord, or are you pretty tough?
No, I think I'm a good landlord.
How about as a father? You've been real easy, or you've been a tough father?
No, I'm blessed with the nicest guys. First of all, they're very good looking. Women come up to me all the time. Your sons are so, they all like them. And most good looking guys kind of like have an arrogance or an attitude, and
uh-huh.
they don't. They act like ugly guys.
Oh, thank God.
They're the nicest guys, you know?
Thank God they look like the mother, right?
My wife was a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show. You probably know that too, right?
Well, I do. As a matter of fact, when we get back, you know, we got about a minute and a half, and I know the story's a little bit longer than we're going to take up. Your childhood sweetheart, you're 14, she was 12, you had a crush, and then
yeah,
she got away from you.
Yeah, we sat next to each other in the 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, well, we get back from this upcoming break. I want to talk about that, because then you missed her. She escaped you for a while, didn't she?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Unbelievable. Well, Dick, a lot of the things that you've done, you know, you've carved out a career. You really have turned down very few offers. Is that correct? In other words,
if they offer me a job, I usually take it. I think I'm lucky to get it, you know?
I love the humility. It's just incredible. And I'm not just going to say, well, you don't see that in the industry, but it's true. You don't see it that often. I've never...
You're right. And a lot of actors, not all of them, some of them, my best friends are in the business. They're wonderful. But there are some that take themselves a little too seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
And when we get back, we're going to find out the story. It's a cute little anecdote about how Dick Van Patten met his wife. He had a crush on her. He's 14. She's 12. And then all of a sudden, they re-met again later on in life. And we're going to talk about how do you launch a new product. He's got his Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatable for Dogs. And all I can say, if you're around the kitchen table, stick around. Bon appetit. We'll be back right after this. This is Legends of Success.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
when the sunrise smiles on everything around. There's a plate of homemade wishes on the kitchen window sill, and it is enough to fill our lives with love.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive guest today is Dick Van Patten. Dick, thanks for sticking around here. We're talking about your wife, Pat. You've been married 52 years. Tell us how you first met her. This is so long ago.
She was a child dancer, and I was a child actor. And when you were a kid actor or entertainer, you had to go to a place called Professional Children's School. It still exists in New York. Milton Berle went there. A lot of kid actors went there. And the reason they went there is if you had an audition or a matinee, you could be excused to go on an interview, or if you had to go on the road, you would do the work by correspondence. It's called Professional Children's School. And I sat next to my wife, Pat, in the 7th and the 8th grade. And then I didn't see her anymore after school. But I was doing a TV show called I Remember Mama. It was a wonderful show from 1949 to 1958. It was on for 9 years every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was the son, Nels. And we used to rehearse from 10 to 1. And then at 1 o'clock, Jackie Gleason would come in with the June Taylor dancers. So the director, Ralph Nelson, he was a bachelor also. I said, let's stick around. Those June Taylor dancers are going to come in. They're all so pretty, you know.
Sure.
So we hung around after our rehearsal, and they start to walk in, the dancers. And all of a sudden, this is true, one little blonde walks in. Oh, was she pretty. And I said to Ralph, I said, look at that little blonde. I said, she's so pretty. I'd marry her tomorrow. And he said, what a stupid thing to say. You don't know what kind of a person she is. I said, I don't care. With those looks, it doesn't make any difference. I said, I'm going to go over and talk to her. So I walk over, and I said, hello. And she said, hello, aren't you Dickie Van Patten? I said, yes. She said, I'm Pat Poole. Remember, we sat next to each other in school.
Oh, jeez.
And then I said, oh, yes, of course. And now I was really excited. I said, are you married? And she said, no, I'm engaged.
Uh-oh.
Sick. Anyway, it took me a year to break up that engagement.
Oh, jeez.
I finally did, and I married her. Now it's almost 52 years.
Well, happy
She's
for
so
you.
Pretty.
Well, I mean, you must be a fortunate guy. I feel sorry for the poor guy she dumped.
Oh, I do, too. I really do. And he called me up, and he called me all kinds of names and everything. But, you know, all is fair.
You know, let me tell you, if it was right, if it was meant to be, she would have married him.
Yeah, he was upset, too.
Well, interesting story. It's funny how things work out like that in life. We're visiting with Hollywood's Dick Van Patten on Legends of Success.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You know who they are, and now you get to meet them. These are America's Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success, visiting with Dick Van Patten. You know, Dick, I want to talk to you about, again, this new business you're starting. We got a lot of entrepreneurs and would-be entrepreneurs that dream to go into business. You started this in 1989, but only recently, I guess, you've been put a big spin on It's So Good You Can Eat It. I mean, was that something you came up with? Did you hire a PR firm? How did you come up with that kind of marketing spin?
My partner and I were so tired of hearing some of these competitors saying that the food is so good you can eat it yourself. And we knew that that wasn't true. I think I said this before. Because the dog food is made in a plant where they make, you know, pet food.
Sure.
And human food is made in an entirely different kind of a plant. And you can't eat food that's made in a dog plant. It's not good. You can't do it. But we make this food in a human plant. And it's absolutely eatable. And it tastes so good. It's not just palatable, but there's nothing bad in it for you. It's all, you know, good inspected meat and everything.
Now, is there anything like that on the shelf out there?
No, I don't think so. It's our idea.
Nothing quite like it.
Although somebody told me there was another product like that, but I don't know of it. But I think there was, maybe. I could be wrong.
You know, I know that one of the highest level dog foods I've heard of was Iams, but can you eat Iams? I wonder.
Well, no, you can't eat dog. Iams is strictly a dog food. I'm sure it's very good, too, a dog and cat food. But you can't eat it, no.
I got you. Well, this is kind of interesting, Dick. This is a great way to bond with your pooch. Now, would you suggest having a bowl next to his or inviting him to the table? What would you do here?
No, you know, the people that dine with their pets stay together. You know,
this is great.
I have a lot of stray dogs drop by to have lunch with me every day.
Well, there's another rumor. You've been chasing the postman around. Is that true?
I've been chasing cars.
Yeah, that's
great. Looking for water hydrants.
Lucky you. I'll stay out of the way. Let me ask you, how difficult is it to get a new product on the shelf? It's got to be a challenge. And how much do you think your name helped to do that?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, they test it, and if it doesn't test well, you're out of luck. And sometimes a good food might not test well. You know, it just doesn't catch on. And I do think, because of Eight Is Enough, and my name being connected with Eight Is Enough, and it was such a hit show, I think that did help. I think people that watched Eight Is Enough would say, oh, look, there's the guy. Let's try his food.
Sure.
So I do think that that did help. I think that was a big advantage, to have a hit show like that behind me, you know?
Well, you've been clever enough to market every, you know, you market in a clever way, especially the timing. Eight Is Enough ran from, what, 77 to
81.
To 81. So that was a major hit.
Isn't it amazing that it's been off the air that long and people remember it so well? I'm amazed. People come up to me every day. Oh, Eight Is Enough. I can't believe that they still remember it so vividly. You know, it's really nice.
Did it go into syndication at all?
It did go into syndication, but I don't think it's in there anymore.
Mm-hmm. You did a couple Love Boats. You know, weren't you on the Love Boat a couple of times or the very first one?
Let me tell you. Can I tell you one quick thing?
Sure.
I did a series for ABC called When Things Were Rotten for Mel Brooks in 1975.
Right.
And here's what I'll tell you. This is an interesting story. And the show, this was at the height of Mel Brooks' success. And the show was on the air for 13 weeks. It was a satire on Robin Hood. It was called When Things Were Rotten. I thought it was going to run for 10 years. But they canceled it after 13 weeks. It didn't do well. And Mel Brooks was angry. He said, people are standing online to pay money to see Mel Brooks. I give them free Mel Brooks in their living room and they cancel it. He was really upset. Now, here's what happened. Freddie Silverman was the head of ABC.
Oh, sure.
And he put me under exclusive contract to ABC. And he put me into two pilots. One was called The Love Boat, and the other was Eight Is Enough, both in April of 76.
Wow.
They both sold. You know, only one out of 10 pilots sold.
If that.
Both of them sold. Now they didn't know which one to keep me in. Love Boat. In fact, sometimes they show the pilot of Love Boat. You see, I'm not on the
pilot. That's what happened, because I remember you were in that pilot.
That's right. I was the Bernie. Then anyway, they didn't know which one to keep me in, and they put me in Eight Is Enough. I didn't care. I was just happy to be in a TV series.
Jeez.
And they got Bernie Coppell to play the doctor on Love Boat.
Wow.
And then I did 10 guest star appearances. Well, I did one every year, you know.
Absolutely.
On Love Boat.
Well, I used to work for a little liquor store right down the street from Fox, and it was Duke Vincent was the director, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, right.
Sure, I remember that.
Well, and the producer.
Well, and the producer, one of the nicest guys I ever met. And the only reason I tell you this is that I used to work for a liquor store. Wally's Liquor used to be next to the Apple Pan down on Pico.
Then yes, the Apple Pan. I go there a lot.
Yeah, well, in any event, I was so starving. I mean, I was so broke, and I was getting paid minimum wage. And I used to make deliveries to guys like Duke Vincent on the Fox lot right up on Pico.
Right.
And I was so intrigued with a lot. And so what I would do at the end of the day, I would have an empty box of wine and a phony slip, and I'd drive in, and the guard used to let me in. And I used to hang out on the set of Love Boat, and I remember seeing you there before. We met some great guys there. Great actors and actresses. It was wonderful. But,
oh, it was terrific.
You know, going back to this guy, there's so much I want to talk to you about, and this show goes so fast with wonderful guests. What's the greatest challenge with your business now? I mean, you're growing it, Dick, and it's getting well known. I mean, what's the greatest challenge? You have any copycats trying to knock you off?
There was a great challenge, but then with the San Diego Zoo found out about our food, and so they used the food for the lions and tigers and the birds of prey. And now all the zoos in the country are using my food, so there's not much of a challenge. Ever since the zoos took over, there's no more of a challenge. Now, it's doing real well, because I guess they figure, you know, if the zoos they have confidence in you, then, you know, shouldn't you? But we feed all the zoos in the country now, the Bronx Zoo, the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago.
Mm.
And it's all because of the San Diego Zoo is pleased with us, you know.
That's really got to give you kind of the gold standard in animal food. When they're feeding the exotics, I've got pictures here of tigers and lions and all these animals that are eating your natural balanced foods
and
the different brands.
Siegfried and Roy's tigers, we fed them.
Did you really?
Yeah, we still do, too, yeah.
Gee. That poor guy must have got a little on him when he got a chunk tucking out of him.
I know.
Yeah. How's he?
And yet he defends the tiger. He says the tiger is trying to help him. It's interesting, isn't it?
Where do you see the business going, Dick? Are you going to come up with any new entrepreneurial ideas? You are quite the character to build business.
Well, I don't know whether I'll come up with any other ideas, but I think the business is only going to get bigger and bigger because it is a good food. And, it's people like you are publicizing it. I appreciate that very much.
Sure.
And I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger because there's no negatives about it, really.
I mean, you're having, like, real beef. There's vegetables in this thing. Is that correct?
That's right. Real carrots and potatoes and beef. And it's added minerals and vitamins, too. So it's really good.
I love
it. Bad in it.
Dick, we're going to have to bring you back. I just want to thank you. This time has gone quickly. There's a zillion questions I wanted to ask you. And I just want to thank you so much for the gift of your time for our listeners.
Oh, thank you, John.
I want to thank my producer, Michael Parks, and the intelligent and beautiful and best friend, my wife, Billy Resnick, for their assistance throughout the week. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, where at least 10 people are wounded after shots were fired at patrons as they left a nightclub. Witnesses say frightened people leaving the Deja Vu ran to a nearby shopping center as the shots rang out early today. Still no word on a suspect or a possible motive. In breaking news out of the Supreme Court, justices have just ruled that a giant Latin cross on government land in Maryland does not have to be relocated or altered in the name of church-state separation. The opinion by Associate Justice Samuel Alito concluded that the display does not violate the Constitution's Establishment Clause. The vote was 7-2, with Associate Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissenting. Weekly jobless claims were down last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Trump today tweeting that Iran has made a very big mistake by shooting down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone yesterday. Central Command says the drone was shot down in international airspace above the Strait of Hormuz, but Iran claims the drone was in its airspace on a spying mission. The president will be holding a meeting about the issue at the White House later this afternoon, according to a White House spokesman. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who are trying to come into the country illegally. He also says Mexico is so far holding up its end of the bargain in a recent deal reached under which Mexico promised it would bolster efforts to keep immigrants from reaching the southern U.S. border.
They've been doing a really good job, and people at the border will tell you that the traffic has really dropped down.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recovered from heart surgery, Mick Jagger is joining the Stones, hitting the road starting this weekend with yet another tour. And more on the story from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Mick and the boys hit the road again. The Rolling Stones start their new tour this weekend in Chicago at Soldier Field. It's called the No Filter Tour. It includes 17 shows, and it will end up August 31st in Miami. At the beginning of April, 75-year-old Mick Jagger underwent heart valve surgery, and the Stones had to postpone the original start of this tour while Jagger recovered. The Stones singer now says he's as strong as ever and ready to get this tour underway. Mick talks about what he does pre-show to get ready for the stage.
Backstage before the show is always like a bit like, I like to really relax and chill out, but then just before the show it gets a bit like I have like Bob Marley things that I kind of sometimes do, and I do a dance warm-up, so I do a couple of like current tunes, you know. I used to do like would be a year of shows basically and not much else, but I enjoy doing say short bursts, and I love being out on stage.
It's only rock and roll, but we like it.
And we're just getting word that the nation's unemployment lines were a bit shorter last week. Figures just out from the Labor Department showing 216,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. That's 6,000 fewer than the week before. Most analysts were expecting today's number to be right around 225,000, so a bit higher than it actually came in. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good morning. At 11:01, it is 70 sticky degrees in Flemington, and it is foggy and misty. Forecast for today is thunderstorms after say 3 p.m. New rain between 1/4 and 1/2 inch, because we need more rain. Tonight, there'll be thunderstorms before 3, and tomorrow morning, a chance before 8 o'clock, and then it will start to clear out for Saturday, when it will be sunny, high of 79.
Smile, 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 while you will get tonight, your back.